I don't know if any of you out there have heard of this guy. If you're watching this stream, you probably have. It's a fellow by the name of, well, he goes by the name Joker. I have no idea what his real name is, but his channel is called Better Bachelor. And this guy has been around a while now, like maybe 2019, 2020. Hasn't been booted from YouTube, which I find very interesting, considering I was booted back in 2017. So very interesting that he's actually still on the platform, has been allowed to stay on the platform. And this guy, who claims to be a bachelor and essentially sings the praises of being a bachelor. Oh, nothing better than being single and being comfortable in your own skin and not having to deal with a nagging broad in modern day woman, and just appreciating and enjoying your own company. That's just the best thing that could ever be for a man if you are someone who has reached a point where you're comfortable in your own skin. What turns out, he's not a bachelor. And he hasn't been since almost the inception of his channel. So, first of all, it turns out that the lifestyle that he champions, he doesn't live. So he doesn't practice what he preaches in terms of his lifestyle. Which I find interesting. I also find it interesting that he's kept this a secret until very recently, where he has essentially made an attempt to shift branding and his messaging and change the kind of content he makes away from red pill content to political content, which he's not very good at doing. So now he's trying to shift back to red pill content again. Turns out the political space is even more saturated than the red pill space. He thought he was going to grift his way out of the red pill space and into the political space. Oopsie daisy! Turns out that maybe alienating my red pill, men going their own way audience might not have been a great idea. Well, too late. But hey, you know, I'm going to now grift as a fence sitter like Fat Boy, the quartering, Mr. Quarter Pounder himself, and I'm going to grift from both sides, and even if I lost some viewers on the red pill side, I still gained enough on the political spectrum, fence-sitting, milk-toast opinion side to make up for that and then some. So, he's not a bachelor, number one, and number two, the dude is, in my opinion, and I think objectively speaking, a fraudster. Allegedly! He also, back in, 2022 or 2023. Early 2023. But it's been like 3 years plus. This fellow participated in something called Jeremy's Razors. Now, we all know the Daily Wire is also a grift machine. They're a controlled opposition site. They're controlled up. Organization set up to be gatekeepers of conservatism. So they're frauds, sort of kind of like Better Bachelor, allegedly, my opinion. And so it seems like a match made in hell, which is really what they're both representing, if you ask me, not heaven. And these guys together, now I don't know why. They didn't, that being the Daily Wire, just, you know, do the promo themselves and promote to, and sell the stuff to just your average everyday bloke. I guess maybe did that as well. But what they did was they advertised it as a program to smaller content producers. And you would essentially, actually, it's kind of clever, I suppose. You gather yourself an army of thousands of tiny content producers who then for free on their channels advertise and sell your product for you in the hopes of getting a $250,000 prize. I think there was also a car. You could choose the car or the money, but why would you choose the car? It's worth less than $250K, which is the prize money. And, you know, Depreciation being what it is, you go get the car, it's lost half its value by the time you get it home. So, although I guess you could make the same argument with the money. Once you pay tax, you get $250,000, maybe you've got $200,000 left or $150,000. I don't know what the tax would be on that. But he chose the cashola, and essentially you would advertise Jeremy's Razors, Jeremy Boring, who's now no longer at the Daily Wire because he was a crappy CEO who wanted to be a film and movie star, and he wasted all the Daily Wire's money on producing horrible movie and TV content that went nowhere. Bad idea there, Jeremy. Trying to wear too many hats, my friend. But anyway, so better, well, he's not, by the way, better bachelor. He's not even a bachelor. How is he a better bachelor? He's not bachelor. So we should call him not bachelor. So not bachelor decided that, hey, I can win this contest, you know? I've developed sort of kind of this cult of personality now. I came onto YouTube after the great purge of red pill content. So I literally had no competition except for PUA dudes like maybe, was it Myron of Fresh and Fit? That was the only competition he actually had. So he just slid right in, no competition, built a name for himself. And of course, once he started to get some actual competition, he disavowed the red pill on Fat Boy Jeremy's, the quartering show, a fellow who has espoused outright hatred of the red pill. I found it interesting that he'd go on that show, but I guess it makes sense since no bachelor himself was never part of the red pill community to begin with. He just espouses, parrots the talking points mostly of me and some other content creators and does so very well, but he's just a parrot, a very well-paid parrot. So he started selling Jeremy's Razors via a promo code, and he ended up winning. So let's check that out, shall we? Okay, so here is the joke, not the Joker. It was 2022. It's even longer ago than I thought. I thought it was 2023. Wow, this is even worse. So September 27, 2022, on his Locals page, where he grifts more money than last time, he's got a call to action. Jeremy's Razor Review. Let's get this men's retreat in the bag. So the way that better, I gotta stop calling him Better Bachelor because he's not a bachelor. So not bachelor, and it turns out he wasn't a bachelor when he put out this call to action. He's appealing to men in his audience to buy Jeremy's crappy razors so that he can start a men's retreat. Yeah. Because if he had just said, hey, I want $250,000 so I could build a house out here in, what is it, Tennessee? Nobody would have donated. Nobody would have bought Jeremy's crappy razors and he would have lost. But, if I say I will build a men's retreat, meaning this is a selfless act, and I'm trying to win this so that I can donate the money to what is essentially a cause, a charity in a sense, then they'll donate to me. And of course, once I take that money and I never actually follow through, I can make up a bunch of excuses, then I'll use it to build a house, allegedly, in my opinion. And then by the time I do this, several years have passed and will have passed, and everybody will have forgotten. And then nobody will care. And since I have a wonderful cult of personality that loves me and wants to believe that I'm an advocate for them, and, you know, they have no sense of purpose, no sense of self. They're going to have, and they're already wrapped up in me, and their sense of self is identifying with me. And so they're not going to want to view me in a negative light. So they're going to accept my excuses, and then I'll be off scot-free. And I'll never have to do anything like build a men's retreat, which should cost more than $250,000. I'll be scot-free, baby! Allegedly! Except people like me haven't forgotten. So this is almost 4 years. July, August, September. Yeah, it'll be 4 years and 3 months. So listen to this. Let me enlarge this so it's more easily seen. Listen to this. Help me fund the men's retreat. He's been talking about it for quite some time on every video he did during this period. and before this for quite a while. The competition was going on a long time. I guess Daily Wire needed to raise a few hundred million bucks for their failed movie franchises they were trying to develop under Jeremy Boring. So he'd been talking about it for a while, so he doesn't really need to get into specifics. Just say the men's retreat. Gang, Daily Wire run a contest where the winner can win a McLaren 600 or $250,000 cash. Obviously. You obviously don't want it for a men's retreat. You're just lying. You're just grifting. You're defrauding your audience, in my opinion, by telling them you want to build a men's retreat. And I'm sorry, but it's been almost 4 years. It's 3 months away from being 4 years. If you meant to build a men's retreat, you would have done it by now. I find it interesting that the exact moment he won this money, he built a house. Interesting timing. But anyway, obviously, want the cash for a men's retreat. Compliments of Daily Wire. Contest ends November 1st. $1,200. Yep. Got to get that sense of urgency out there so more people will buy Jeremy's razors and use your referral link. Right, buddy? Not only will I support Daily Wire, not only will you support the Daily Wire with people like Jordan Peterson, the drug addict, the drug addict loser who couldn't debate his way out of a paper bag, who was made to look like a fool by some goofy soy boy, male feminist, lefty wackadoo on Jubilee. Matt Walsh, more grifters, Ben Shapiro, controlled opposition shill, with a razor subscription or a subscription to the Daily Wire. Yeah. Controlled opposition gatekeepers who are anything but conservative. Yeah, I can get the men's retreat paid in full. So wait, hold on a second now. Now, this is very telling. This is very telling because it implies that he already has his plot of land, that he's already done the math, that he's already done all the calculations, and he knows exactly how much it'll cost. He knows exactly how much he's going to get from this contest after taxes, and he's saying he's got enough to pay for it in full. So pay very close attention to the wording here. I can get the men's retreat paid for in full. So if you donate to me, if you buy these razors, you are donating him essentially as if he wins. Yeah, that's the donation. I will build this men's retreat and I'll pay for it in full. So he's telling you that you're not wasting your time. That it's a much more likely outcome if he wins this contest because he knows how much it's going to cost exactly. And he can pay for it in full. But something happened right along the way where, I couldn't find land that was cheap enough. But you're saying right here that you found the land already. Aren't you? Isn't that the implication? I can get the men's retreat paid for in full. How could you say that if you don't already have the plot of land picked out? How can you say that if you're already not already in negotiations and some kind of escrow? How? You can't say that unless that's the case, right? Of course, all his, many sweepers out there will be like, you can't take him literally. He thought he had a plot of land, you see, but the deal fell through. Well, of course it did. Oh, of course. Yeah, sure it did. Yeah. Contest ends near December, so sooner is better, and I will check the leaderboard to see how we're doing every few days. Update. So far, we are in first place. Yeah. So interesting how that works. Let's go. Oh, you have multiple O's here. He thinks this guy's taking some marketing courses. For all the men out there that need something like this, and I'll admit he's very good at marketing. Not very good at content creation, but very good at marketing. I say that because everything he says is talking points stolen from me and other Red Bull content producers. He clearly came up with none of it. It's too word for word verbatim what everybody else has already said. So it's not creation. But anyway, there you go. Yeah! Buy Jeremy's razors! And 4 years later, I still won't have built the men's retreat, even though I said here, I can get the men's retreat paid in full, implying that I already have the land and all the materials mapped out, and I know all the exact costs. Until I didn't, because I needed the money for a house for myself. So this is essentially fraud. Allegedly, Because, of course, you know, he came up with a bunch of excuses, you know. I mean, what can he say? He can say plenty of things. Oh, the land deal fell through, and I'm still searching for a new plot of land, and I never said exactly when I was going to do it. I wasn't specific. Yes, I implied I had the land. I implied I had all the materials calculated out, down to the nails, the screws, the lumber, the land itself picked out. But that was an implication. I never came out and said exactly that I had all that stuff mapped out, and I never said exactly that I already had the land chosen, so, you know, I have plausible deniability. Interesting how that works. And here we have the proclamation of the winner of Jeremy's Razors. Of course, it was no bachelor. Not bachelor. The contest for the car winner has claimed his prize. So, that means our contest is officially over, and we can finally send the winning point total. Congratulations to our winner, at Better Bachelor, who earned 8,130 points. Wow. So I guess each order represents 1 point. So you got 8,130 suckers to buy what I guess was a shaving kit, maybe. It looked like from the picture it was just a, you know, a faux leather bag, super cheap, probably made in China. Thanks a lot, Daily Wire, for buying American. Oh, you're right. That's right. You're not about conserving America. You probably bought those from China for 50 cents, some junky razors, disposables, of course, and some cheap shaving cream for probably $39.95. I don't know what it was, but I'm sure it was ridiculously overpriced, just like Jeremy's chocolate. Because, you know, they advertise themselves as the, you know, counter culture. We are the anti-establishment. Help us fight the establishment by buying our $58 for a 4 ounce bar. A chocolate bar, a chocolate. So I'm sure that 8,130 orders was probably multiple millions of dollars generated, and that's just from the Joker, the joke fellow here, Butter, Fatter, not Bachelor. And who knows how many tens or hundreds of millions this generated for the Daily Wire that they then went on to blow on vanity projects. And he won himself a cool 250 grand. Congratulations, Butter. Fatter, not Bachelor. What did you do with that money? Well, I took an old bus and I turned it into a livable RV. I could use that right now. Now it's got a market value of 50 grand with all of the neat little accoutrements and you know, tchotchkes I put in there. It's, you know, it's kitted out, baby. It's got a full bathroom, full kitchen, two bedrooms, two baths. Oh, it's plush. And I also built myself a bespoke house. And the men's retreat that you used as the reason people should buy these razors with your promo code, and you not doing that is essentially fraud. You're just lucky nobody has sued you yet. What happened to that money? Oh, I've got it sitting in an account somewhere. Oh, can we see the paperwork for that? No. Can we see the bank statement? No. Well, you can, you know, you can black out the account number and your real name. We just need to see an account statement, right? Even though that would be very easy to gin up. Can we even see that? No. So no evidence, you still have that money sitting in an account somewhere, just waiting to be used to build this men's retreat that you gave no ETA on, but implied you were going to build once you got that money because you already had it mapped out. Correct. No ETA, no proof that he still has the money. Just take me at my word, bruh. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, thank you for competing and giving us $100 million, and this guy wins $250. Thanks for being our useful idiot shill, not Bachelor. Remember, for every referral, you earn credits that can now be used in the new Jeremy's Razor store. I think this contest is still going on, by the way, because, you know, the Daily Wire is going bankrupt and need all the money they can get after firing their hottest talent. Real brilliant move there, Jeremy. I think we can see this guy is not a CEO. He should have went into acting. Of course, he failed at that as well. He tried and wasn't able to get into it. Yeah. Get your hands on our new Precision 5 razor with flip back trimmer, beard kit, and hair, skin, and body staples. Ooh. What kind of femme soy boy is buying all this crap? I'm not putting all this work into my hygiene. I mean, I cut my own hair, and I do a pretty good job at it. I've got a trimmer that has a bunch of different length settings and all that. Yeah, I shave. Other than that, I wash my pits, wash my ass, and I use deodorant. That's it. I don't need all this crap. What kind of man is buying all these accoutrements? Crazy. So here is Not Bachelor's page. And as you can see, for somebody who disavowed the red pill, essentially is doing away with any connection to the red pill. Because the red pill space, it has too many bad apples in it. And that spoils the bunch. And if I identify as being in the red pill space, even though the red pill is just a series of descriptors, and it's not in any way, shape, or form representative of people who are in that space, and some people who are not even in that space who are falsely conflated with that, I'm going to disavow it anyway because, you know, I know that mainstream normies and your centrist types, they don't have enough of an informed or nuanced take to understand this. So I got to disavow it so I can appeal to these people because I want to start a political channel and I'm going to make that my bread and butter from now on. But it turns out not too many people are interested in his political takes except the people that already follow him for the most part. It turns out he's not very good at giving political takes, and even worse, that space is even more heavily saturated than the red pill space. He probably should have done some more research. So now he's going back to producing. He never stopped, really. Might have been an initial period, but then he found out, uh-oh, my red pill grifting, pretending to be a bachelor earnings, a fake, Jeremy's Razors campaign, allegedly, where I defrauded a bunch of people, in my opinion, just so that I could build a house for myself out in the middle of nowhere in Tennessee, me and my girlfriend. We don't know if she lives with him or not. We do know she's been with him for over 4 years, by his own words. Might have been longer. I got to keep that going. So I'm going to keep making Red Pill content. So what do we got? 21 hours ago, 2 days ago, 5 days ago. 5 days ago, so two content pieces in one day. And then a five-day stretch with no content. What happened there? Probably went on a vacation with his girlfriend, with those big, giant stacks of cash that he's accumulated from you fools out there that have supported him even after he defrauded you. Allegedly! In my opinion! I don't know how else it could be fraud, though, but that's right, he never gave an exact timeline, so he could still be meaning to do it, right? Okay, whatever. So here is the thumbnail for his appearance on The Quartering. So Jeremy Hambly. So H-A-M, Jeremy Ham. It's apropos. Yeah, Jeremy Hambly, quarter pounder here. He's certainly sucked down a lot of quarter pounders. With Fatter, who right here already has his, fat face as opposed to his thin face. Thin face when he first started making content, but, you know, he's made so much money now, and he's comfortable. So he's lazy now and gotten real fat. Jeremy Hambly has made fun of the red pill time and time again. Interesting that Not Bachelor appeared on that, and yet you all stood by him for that appearance. Then he had that idiot grifter broad on his show, who doesn't even have much of a following, and you still stayed by him then. And then he went on the show of this Jedediah broad, which I roasted, and many of you watched. And yet still, many of you are supporting this guy. This guy who is obviously a fake, obviously a fraud, in my opinion, who has lied continuously, and then made excuses which you bought, which you believed, because many of you have your own sense of identity and self tied up in this guy in the form of a cult of personality. and you just don't want to let that go, and you haven't really spent the time and put the effort in or learned how to develop your own sense of self and identity, if you become so closely tied with your sense of self to him that you buy all his BS excuses. And then he goes on this broad show. Where are the men? Where are the men in this space? I mean, the guy clearly hasn't given up his red pill content creation. He just verbally disavowed it so that he could get people who were centrist and more conservative to follow his political content, because he wanted them to take him more seriously, and he knows that the well has been poisoned in regards to the red pill, and most of the people on the right and even center who have heard of it have only heard the lies from the mainstream media, who only know about the well as it stands, poisoned. They don't know the truth. But instead of correcting them, he just disavows it, because he's just a fake. He's a fraud. He's a phony. He's a grifter. He came into this space in 2019 to grift when there was no competition. He stole talking points from other people. When you listen to it, just watch my roast of this guy, and everything he says is nothing more than regurgitated talking points from other better content producers. He's stolen from them. He just repeats and regurgitates the same talking points, video after video after video, just in a different, slightly different way and contextual manner based on whatever content he's reviewing and reacting to, because he doesn't create content. One, he's a regurgitator, and another, he never does anything except reaction videos, which is the lowest tier of content creation. So this guy is a fake, he's a fraud, he's a phony, never creates anything, just a regurgitator. It's so obvious to anybody that looks at him with a critical eye. But he also uses women to spread his message, which isn't his message, it's just other people, better minds that he is stealing from. If you ask me, the words are verbatim, so seems pretty obvious he's cribbing to me. Doesn't use or talk to anybody else in the red pill space, because they would be competition for him. He only goes to women and some other men outside the red pill space. Very few men, though, it seems. Mostly women. Right. Because those are the men that will see him, that watch somebody like Jedediah, who watch female content producers like her and Pearl, are the easiest dupe. That they would have so little self-respect, so little self-esteem, that they would be so desperate to hear a woman advocate for them that they're willing to ignore the fact that she's clearly a grifter. She's a fake. She's a fraud. She's a phony. Well, MGTOW philosopher, realist philosopher, what does it matter? She's still spreading the message, right? She's fighting the good fight, even if she's doing it under false pretenses and doesn't believe a word of it. Okay, where's your self-respect, pal? Number one, there's plenty of men that can and do spread this message. Why aren't you listening to and enfranchising and empowering them and enriching them so they can continue to spread the message? Because many of those men are real, not fatter here. He's obviously a fake and a fraud. He's portrayed him, shown himself to be a phony with the fake land scam that he did via Jeremy's Razors, and pretending to be a bachelor for 4 or 5 years while telling you that's the lifestyle to live, baby, and calling himself Better Bachelor. But he laughs at that one. These fools think I'm a bachelor and Better Bachelor to boot. I'm laughing all the way to the bank, baby. But I'm also advertising myself on numerous women's channels. Not too many men's channels, and no men's channels in the red pill space, because I want to distance myself from them, even as I continue to produce what is pretty much red pill content. I just don't call it red pill content because, that's a strategy that allows me to make more money, which is all he obviously really cares about, because if he was really caring about men and men's issues, he wouldn't disavow the red pill in the first place, because it's 100% right, 100% correct. If he was really a men's rights advocate, if he was really an authentic actor in this space, he wouldn't be disavowing the red pill at all. He'd be trying to dispel all of the myths and lies surrounding it. that have been spread by the mainstream media. But no, I'm not going to do that. I got to try and appeal to the fence sitters and the blue pill beta soy boys out there on the other side who obviously still worship woman because they're watching this broad and Pearl Davis. Pathetic. And then he goes on Jeremy Hambly's show. So how exactly is butter not a fraud? Can someone tell me? It's been almost 4 years since he won Jeremy's Razors. Where's your men's retreat? Well, I have so little self-esteem and self-respect that I let woman advocate for me. So I'm okay with him stealing from me. Well, other men, I didn't buy into Jeremy's Razors. I did not participate in that land scam. Alleged land scam. So I don't care. Oh, so you're all about you. See, this is another problem with you men out there, by the way. You're too much like butter here. He's out to get his. He got his bag, so you don't care about anybody else, including anybody in the red pill. I'm not red pill. I don't call myself red pill. There's too many people in the red pill space who are conflated with the red pill space, and it makes me look bad to even be in any way, shape, or form affiliated with what's nothing more than 100% accurate descriptors of the world. So I'm just going to disavow that. You're fake, then. You're a fraud. By definition, you have outed yourself as a fraud. By disavowing the very thing that has made you rich while continuing to make videos about that very thing you've disavowed. And because you stole, in my opinion, allegedly $250,000. I consider that stealing when gotten under false pretense. Isn't it stealing? If I say to you, hey, I'm raising money for cancer. How is this any different, by the way? I don't get this. I'm raising money for little kids that have lupus. Yeah, that's a good enough generic form of cancer. That's a pretty common one. I'm raising money for kids for lupus. Please donate so I can give all this money to lupus kids. And they build a house. Right after he gets the money. And he donates $0 to kids with lupus. And then you ask him, well, hey, butter, hey, fatter, why didn't you give that money to the lupus kids? Well, you know, the atmosphere, the tax situation, it's not right yet. I haven't found the right accountant yet to handle the paperwork. I haven't done the research into how to transfer the money. I've got to set up this nonprofit thingamajig or an LLC. And it just, there's a whole bunch of stuff I got to do. And by the way, I never gave a timeline. I never said that I was going to donate the money the day after I won it or the year after I won it or now, almost 4 years after I won that money. You see, I never gave you a time. So I could donate it in 2050. Or I could never donate it because I die. And at 80 years old, you're still asking me, hey, are you going to build a men's retreat? Oh, he's dead? Oh, it's too late now. Well, he said he was going to do it when he was 81. He said he was going to do it in a month. Oh, he knew he had a week to live. It's the same thing in my mind. It's literally the same thing. He's not giving the money to the kids with cancer, but you idiots out there making excuses for him. Well, you know, he's got to find the right accountant. Yeah, you see, he hasn't found the right modeling for his LLC, or is this? He hasn't found anybody to share and be on the board of the nonprofit because you need three people, you see, and he hasn't found two other people in his state. They got to be in his state, you know, and he doesn't want to get into business with these three people. He doesn't know two other people, and even if he knows two other people, he's got to trust them really well to, you know, engage them in a nonprofit where they're responsible for hundreds of thousands of dollars. See, there's a whole bunch of stuff you don't know about going on behind the scenes that he's got to do, that he's got to work out before he can donate this money to them bald kiddies that are dying because he didn't donate the money. And you believe him! You believe all this BS! Oh, he still got the money in a bank account somewhere, see, because he told us so. He hasn't shown us any evidence, but we believe him blindly because we're part of his cult of personality, don't you know? So we'll never disbelieve him no matter what! And then he dies, they'll still be saying, well, you know, he meant to do it eventually. He's just been so busy with building his house and kitting out his bus and traveling around the country on our dime with his 22-year-old girlfriend. So you see, he hasn't had the time to do it. Oh, to that, to appearing on all these broad shows and promoting broads in the red pill space, which is what he's doing, even though he's disavowed the red pill. So they're a bunch of grifters. Meanwhile, people like myself and other small content producers, they don't get this kind of support that this fake, faux, phony broad gets, who is in no way, shape, or form genuine in her support for men. And I don't want this broad advocating for me. She's so obviously fake, so obviously fraudulent, so obviously phony. I don't want this fake individual advocating for me, this chick who couldn't give a damn about me. Are you kidding? So how people don't see that this guy, who is constantly promoting women in the red pill space, women in the manosphere, when we know that women in the men's right movement do nothing more than co-opt and hijack it for their own purposes, which in this case is making money, and in his case as well. Why are you still continuing to support and follow this obvious fraud, this fake, this phoner, in my opinion, grifter that is not bachelor? And he's not even a bachelor! Oh, well, MGTOW philosopher, British philosopher, you're just what not bachelor calls a purist, you see. So you're ideologically polarized. The reason you're against Butter Bachelor here, Fatter Bachelor here, isn't because he's a fake, fraud, phony grifter, but you're just unreasonable because you're an ideologue. Oh, really? Even though I preach, and have done so countless times, you can see it in my videos, accurately, that all MGTOW is not living with a woman, not having kids with a woman, and not marrying a woman. Essentially, not putting yourself in a compromising situation that could allow her to acquire your resources. That's it. I've never said you can't have a girlfriend, that you can't not be a bachelor and still be MGTOW. MGTOW has a very clear and obvious objective definition, even if people like Butter here like to obfuscate and muddy the waters and relativize everything so he can appeal to that audience that he calls purists. Oh yeah, we're purists. We're just extremists. If you're a MGTOW, you're an extremist. Yeah. Now give me money. Or I'm going to run to women like this and get their audiences to give them money because they're fools enough to believe that this woman is a men's rights advocate. So there you go. There's my case for not bachelor being a fraud. He's very clearly prima facie a fraud. Not a bachelor, though he calls himself a better bachelor. Defrauded thousands of people by getting them to buy Jeremy's razors with the express promise to open a men's retreat where he very clearly said, and let's look at this, I can get the men's retreat paid for in full, implying that he has the land, the lumber, the nails, the heating and air conditioning system, everything all planned out right down to the fire pit that all the men were going to sit around and bullshit over a few brewskis at the end of the day. It was all a lie. Oh, but realist, again, he never gave a date. Them kids are still dying from cancer, but... he could still have that money squirreled away somewhere in a bank account because he said he did at some point, allegedly. That's what I was told. Somebody told me he still had that money. He said he still has an account somewhere. Show us the proof, buddy. Show us the proof. And by the way, that could be very easily ginned up using simple software. But hey, redact the name and the account number and show us the balance of that account. Real present day. That's all I'm asking. Even though something like that can be easily faked, hey, that's some kind of evidence, right? Not even that. 4 years later, no men's retreat, even though he can get it paid for in full. Exclamation point! Never happened. Oh, and I'm not a bachelor, and I primarily focus on using women to market and advertise my catalog of Red Pill content, which I continue to add to, even though I have disavowed the Red Pill. Even though I can't possibly have disavowed the Red Pill, because I continue to spew only Red Pill talking points on my Red Pill channel, which is itself descriptively a Red Pill channel based upon the totally, completely, 100% Red Pill talking point content that I regurgitate, create, based on other people's work. Oh, but I've disavowed the Red Pill, which automatically makes me a fake, a phony, a fraud, a grifter. Because I said I disavowed it, but I'm continuing to do what I disavowed. Why is anybody still following this fat, you know what? Who also, by the way, tells you to go to the gym and better yourself, and this guy's 80 to 100 pounds overweight. Wake up, people! He's a fake, a fraud, a phony. He's not genuine. He doesn't represent you. If you had any self-respect, you would have ditched him long ago, and you should do so now when presented with all this information. And if you don't, you deserve to continue having him grift money out of you. But let me know what you think in the comments section. Do you think the Joker is a fake, a fraud, a phony, a grifter, a totally... completely 100% inauthentic individual, as I think he is? Or do you think he's just, oh, misunderstood, and all the excuses about not starting the men's retreat are totally 100% justified? They're all true. And that he lied about being a bachelor for 4 or 5 years just to grift. That wasn't just to grift and try to appeal to a largely bachelor, single audience so he could get them to donate to him. By a false association, because he knew that they would personally self-identify with him, because he's in the same boat as they are, even though he's completely 100% lying about that. And the fact that he uses mostly women to market himself and spread his message, kind of odd, considering he's in the manosphere and the Red Pill space. And do you think it's odd that he disavowed the Red Pill, but continues to produce most of his content as Red Pill content? Let me know what you think in the comments, and please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't already, and also please consider donating to my GoFundMe, because unlike Not Bachelor here, I'm an authentic real actor. I will never disavow MGTOW. I call myself MGTOW. I use art symbolism. I am MGTOW, baby. I don't try to falsely distance myself from that which I know is true, unlike this fake. And I could really use your help. Please consider donating to my GoFundMe. You'll find the link in the description. I got very sick last year, almost died. Went into septic shock. They had to put me in a chemically induced coma. Had a heart attack. Very expensive medications right now. So, and barely any work until September. So if you could find it in your heart to make a donation, I'd really appreciate it. It'll actually go to what I'm saying it'll go to, unlike Butter, Not Bachelor here, who says if you donate, he'll start a men's retreat, and then he builds a house for himself. So please consider making a donation to my GoFundMe, which is actually genuine and real, and going to go toward what it says it's going to go to, helping me not be homeless and die, because I can't then work or get my heart medication, or this guy who is going to use it to go on a vacation with his 23-year-old girlfriend, 26, is it, you didn't find out about until recently. Anyhow, guys, I am the Realist Philosopher, also known as the MGTOW Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.